See, now there's my generic. I just grossed myself out by saying that.
Yeah, he's giving a generic to this episode. This episode has a generic.
Oh, yeah, it's always starting that way for sure.
Do you miss going to the video store, acid wash jeans, and MTV with music? I know we do. Welcome to Mike and Anthony's Soda Pop Culture Club. Me, Mike, along with my co-host, Anthony.
Lotioning, oiling, I can't take it anymore.
Bring our take on a classic movie every Monday from the 80s, 90s, and beyond, during which we will play the game and open up a six-pack of favorite scenes. We also point out a couple of generic scenes as well. And at the end of the show, we'll rate the movie 1 to 24 cans. One can is the beast, has your ball. 24 cans is...
Wendy Peppercorn has your balls.
Oh, that's so bad. Oh, we can get into that. But before we get to all that, we just want to remind you that there's so many ways you can contact us and suggest his movies, all that stuff. But the number one way that we keep asking you to do is the one that he's going to tell you about.
Yes, please do us a favor. Jump onto Apple Podcasts. Drop us a review. In that review, let us know the movie you would like us to do. And we pretty much darn well will do it.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
It is.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. We won't do porn. So
we will. We won't do a podcast. We'll fucking watch it. I'll tell you what. That could be the Patreon bonus stuff.
But if you want to hear this.
Then you have to pay to do the Patreon. And if you want to hear us review that, we will. I don't think we can play a trailer for it, but we can review the movie.
I can review the first 5 minutes. You'll hear, that was good. So yes, do that. Let us give us what we want. Make that happen. Because we're big fans of that. Are you ready for...
We could do like Skinamax porn. We could do something like that.
Yeah, I know. That. Where would you find it?
You so give us like
my favorite one was Eternal Hot Nights from 1992. How would I find that movie?
Find us a Shannon Tweed movie that is available. I mean, I'm not saying we won't review it.
People, pull some shit out of your ass. But here's the
trailer. That's what Shannon Tweed said.
Here's the trailer, man.
I know you're smart, and I'm proud of you. I want you to make some friends this summer.
Meet Scotty Smalls.
Kale, get it!
The kid is a L7 Winnie.
My life is over.
Man, this is baseball. You gotta stop thinking. You just have fun.
Climb trees, hop fences, get into trouble.
Just stand there and stick your glove out in the air. I'll take care of it.
Now he's in.
Yeah! All right!
With the coolest guys in the neighborhood. They've got the look.
Wendy Peppercorn. Wow.
Hey, girls.
They've got the moves. They've got the rap.
Blockhead! Geek!
Jerk!
Idiot!
Moron!
You bob for apples in the toilet! And you like it!
You play ball like a girl!
Yeah!
But something else has got their ball.
That wasn't my ball!
Dad's father gave it to him.
Babe Ruth signed that ball.
Babe Ruth!
We gotta get that ball back.
Got any bright ideas?
Initiate retrieval section number one. Power connect. Come on, homie, it's heavy. Now. Fire, fire!
Doggy. 20th Century Fox presents...
Hey, guys, it's the Sandlot Babies.
You're the ones that are making all that racket.
A lifetime of adventure.
Come on, Squeeze, you can do it. Pull through, bud. Little pervert.
Gila.
Come on.
The Sandlot. A little piece of paradise, a half a block wide, and a whole season long.
Scotty, have you made any friends yet?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom.
There it is, The Sandlot. A lot of mentioning of balls, and she's gonna blow in that trailer. Good stuff for the American teenager. So here's the breakdown by the numbers.
Pre-teenager, I would say.
Pre-teen, post-teen, whatever. It works for everybody, especially because Wendy Peppercorn's in it. Breakdown by the numbers, directed and narrated by David Mickey Evans and starring Tom Geary, Mike Vitar, Patrick Rena, Chauncey Leopardi, Marley Shelton, Marty York, Brandon Adams, Grant Gelt, Shane Obedzinski, Victor DiMattia, Dennis Leary, Karen Allen, and the one and only James Earl motherfucking Jones. The Sandlot was released on April 7th, 1993, taking in $34.3 million at the box office against a $7 million budget. It scores 7.8 out of 10 on IMDb and 64% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Crazy. Crazy how there's three adults are the most well-known people, Allen, Leary, and yep. Jones, and all the kids are like basically nobody, and still nobody to this day.
But how many movies have that, though? You know?
Yeah, but of kids, yes, of kids. Not
a lot of some of the most successful movies though have an unknown cast,
which I don't mind.
Not at all. Actually, I prefer it a lot of times.
But I always wish that it was the springboard to something, and I got to see other great material by them. This is not that. So,
but guess what? Didn't need to be. This is what it is.
Is it? Is it really what it is?
Fuck you. I'm just going to tell you before we even start this, fuck you, because you're going to be a dick.
What about what?
I can already tell where you're going here. I know you.
Okay. It's that time. You know what time it is. What time is it, Anthony?
Time to play the stupid game that you make up.
Time for the game, and everybody knows what the game is. The game is where I'm going to read Anthony three movie reviews. Two of them are real. One of them is fake, and he just has to spot the fake. You know, like if he was in a pawn shop buying shit, he needed to spot fake jewelry. That's his job.
I couldn't do that.
That's
it. I would get so ripped off.
You buy it all. Fucking A, man. Gold like, watch. It looks gold. Rolex?
It says is that Rolex. Rolex
with two C's?
Wow. Rolex, R-O-L-E-C-K-S. I will take four.
That must be rare. I've never seen it.
It's the rare Rolex.
All right, but it's the game. Are you ready for the game?
I'm always ready.
Excellent. So here's your first one. Steve Rhodes, Internet Reviews, a wondrous true-to-life comedy. Janine Melnitz, Menlo Times, it's the field of dreams for kids. Emma Cochran, Empire Magazine, for every field of dreams, there are a dozen lesser, completely incomprehensible baseball movies. This is one of them.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Read the first one again.
Steve Rhodes, Internet Reviews, a wondrous, true-to-life comedy.
I'm going to guess the first one.
Why is that?
And I know just because of the name Steve Rhodes, I'm like...
Okay.
I'm blanking on it, but I'm like, I know that. I've heard that. I know that name.
If I told you you were wrong, that's what fine. Would be your second guess?
The fourth one.
There is no fourth one.
I know.
Second or third?
Fucking second.
Why is that?
Because I feel like you wrote the third one.
Well, that would you mean you think the second one's real?
Yeah, I feel like you wrote the third
one. And the third one's fake? Well, you'd be wrong twice. Yeah. The second one is the fake one. Janine Melnitz, or Janine in Ghostbusters, the secretary.
Oh.
Yes.
I wouldn't know her last name. I know Janine, but Jesus.
Well, you know, hey, I put the whole name in there. It's in the cast list.
All right, read that review again. So what was the fake review?
It's the field of dreams for kids.
Wow.
That's bad. It's very simple, and a lot of people do compare it to that. I wonder why. Could it be because, I don't know.
It's about fucking baseball.
Baseball and James Earl Jones is in a fucking movie playing this. I mean, come on. Can you get any more original than that? I mean, let's get real. I mean, I guess we're on it right now, but I mean, how did you see this back in the day? Did you watch it in the theater? Did you rent? What's this?
I really don't remember. I feel like I rented. I don't remember if I saw it in the, it's one of those, like, I've seen it so many times.
Yeah.
I almost feel like it could have been something I even had seen at the drive-in, but I can't remember.
When was it released? You told us that?
99.
99? That's movies before or, that.
What'd I say? Sorry.
I wanted the date. I guess you aren't really good.
April 7th, 93. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a senior in high school, and I didn't give a shit about it. Oh, I didn't. Okay. I didn't watch it. I didn't play baseball. You know, it's like, what would I care? It wasn't aimed at me.
Whatever.
I mean, there's a lot of people though.
You don't box and you keep going on with your heart on about Raging Bull. So what the fuck?
That's a great movie. I mean, have you ever watched it?
You never killed anybody in the Old West. Keep going on.
Never
about
knocked me down, Ray. You never knocked me down.
Don't fucking say I never did this. I don't care. There's a lot of things you never did that you care about movies about it.
Raging Bull's an adult movie, so we can go a little different direction there. It's content for adults. This is more of a kid movie, and you know when you're like 18 and a movie is targeted at people 4 years younger than you or so, you're over that at that
point. I disagree completely on that.
I'm more on the
movie based on the time period it was set in. This is geared towards adults as well as kids. It's actually probably geared more towards adults. Okay.
Well, let's just look at something here. I want to look at something. Movies in 1993.
Right now. What came out then? I got a whole fucking list here.
Well, I've got a whole list right here too. But when you look at the wide release films, let's find April. Okay, so Mike's teenage brain, it's around March, April.
Cop and a Half.
Cop and a Half is there. Jack the Bear, I'm not watching that. Indecent Proposal came out the same day. Okay, so I get to watch Robert Redford, Woody Harrelson, Demi Moore. I'm going to go watch the fucking Sandlot.
Because if I got kids, I'm going the fucking Sandlot because I ain't taking my kids.
I was a teenager in high school. Next, I guess Sidekicks was probably pretty cool next week.
Benny and June
was 2 weeks later. I watched that, right? Yeah. So when you look at these, I mean, there's so many other movies. The Night We Never Met. I love that movie, by the way, with Matthew Broderick. Please, someone request that one. I'll do that in a second. His little brain probably wouldn't like it because it's too independent. Wow. It's too independent for him.
Because I don't like independent movies?
I'm saying I think you have a bent towards artistic, against artistic.
Not at all.
So you're saying you can watch talkie-talkie artistic movies. Like, I like the Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, Before Midnight, all those.
I told you I like those.
Okay.
I already told you that before.
Well, I can't believe it because you're kind of like, it seems like it's too much talking for you.
Oh, I can't believe you used to be an athlete, so there we go. We're adding it.
Yeah, everybody's surprised.
Jesus.
Everybody gets fucking surprised once in a while, right? So I have no nostalgia for this. It's really what it all comes down to. And I never really watched it for years.
That's sad. So,
yeah. And what really makes me angry is at the beginning of this, they talk about the Babe Ruth called shot.
Mm-hmm.
It really wasn't a called shot. They've gone back and they looked at it. What he was doing was he was playing the Cubs in the World Series, by the way. And the Cubs, you know how people chatter during baseball games? And he wasn't happy with the chatter that was coming from the dugout, so he was yelling at the dugout and pointing.
Right.
And they said he was...
Again, it's part of lore. It's been repeated in Major League. It's been a story throughout many a movie and many of other types of media. So don't fucking rail on this because you want to point that out now.
That's a generic for me, by the way.
That's fine, but
it's historically
gotta be a generic
inaccurate.
For fucking Major League. And
hey, every time I fucking see it, I'll probably call it a generic. Let's just throw it there.
Then
okay?
You could do that. That's a given generic for you from anything else that ever references that.
Correct. That and I don't know, something else. I'm sure something else. It's just like spitting and someone swallowing it is generic.
Every time. Oh God, yes, every time.
Every time.
Every time.
And I'm going to throw out another generic right from the top on this one. And I know it sounds weird, but I hate the fucking narrator sound of his voice. That's probably why I didn't like this movie back then. I cannot stand this narrator. You know, when you think of great narrated movies, this one is not it. This is not it, unfortunately.
I disagree. So
I think he sucks. I think it's too polished. I don't think he sounds, relatable. He sounds like he is reading the script. He doesn't sound natural. Like there's something wrong with him, and his tone is not great. Like, he should have hired someone, because he's the director. He tried to do too much. Someone else should have done that. He should have hired, you know who should have narrated this? He should have hired someone else to play James Earl Jones' part and had him narrate it.
I completely disagree. I thought,
and make it a black kid, because then that would have been interesting.
The narration diversity actually is great in this. You're completely wrong. So whatever.
Whatever. There's so many people that you could have got that's had a better, more memorable voice that could have narrated. Martin Sheen would have had a great voice.
No.
For this. Oh, yeah. Charlie Sheen even probably would have been a better narrator for this.
You're wrong. You're fucking wrong.
I mean, he was just off Navy SEALs, I think it was at that
guess
time.
Guess what? Hey, now just to fuck with you on this, because I already see where this episode's going, I'm going to give one of my six packs to the fucking narration. How about that?
Can you look at your camera? Where are you looking at?
Of the other monitor. So I'm not looking at you.
Oh, you're looking up at the monitor? Were you looking at yourself?
I don't want to look. No, I'm looking at you because you're on the other monitor.
See, I look into the camera because I want to look into your baby blues or whatever
I'm
they are.
I'm looking at you at the other monitor, but I don't like it. It's even worse because it's a bigger monitor. So now I have to fucking see more of you.
I got to see the boogers up your nose from this angle.
That's where you're wrong, because I picked that shit earlier. You know, there's my generic. I just grossed myself out by saying that.
Yeah, he's giving a generic to this episode. This episode has a generic.
Oh, yeah, it's always starting that way for sure.
Yes, okay, I don't like the narrator. I'm sorry. But as I always say, when you think of...
I think it's classic.
No. It's not, like, you know I hate comparing movies, but Stand By Me's narrator, Richard Dreyfuss, better. Like, way better. So I'm just saying...
I'll explain it this way. For me, I guess. Like, once you see this movie, now, not you, because you never really sat down and watched it and absorbed it.
I did. I sat down.
Once you see it, you love it or you don't. But I think a lot of people love it. And then it's already like you're associated with that. So you're like, that was great. But then the narration is stuck in your head. But I think he did a great job.
I think it's crap. I think this would. Well, no, there's some things I like about this movie. One of my things I do like is where his mother tells him to go get
trouble.
You want to
know what some crap narration is? Do you love the movies of the 80s and 90s?
You know why you're mad about that?
Crap test.
Because you can't sound like me.
I don't want to sound like you.
I have a better voice.
A full of shit asshole that just... fucking talk shit and thinks he's awesome. I don't want to sound like that.
That's what somebody says when they're jealous of somebody. They try to tear them down to build themselves up because they can't be better. And I understand that about you. You can't be better, and I get that. And I am okay. I accept you as you are.
Absolutely confirm that is not the fucking case.
There's no way to confirm it because it's all in your heart. And I understand. I forgive you.
The only way to confirm it would be to ask everybody else that we fucking know and see what their response would be. I guess that's the only other way, because you can't prove it since it's opinion and not fact.
I accept you for who you are. You can be mediocre and I'll still like you.
No, you worship me for who I am. We already know this. This has been recorded many times.
I don't worship anybody.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
I do not worship at the altar of you.
You want to see me naked.
But no, I thought it was refreshing. I'll get back to the movie. I was refreshing to hear the mother say, go out and get into trouble.
Do something.
But back in the day, we didn't go out to get into trouble, but we did go out and we sought the trouble. That kid did not seek enough trouble, it sounds like.
Yeah, this is like the mom saying, go fucking do something. Quit sitting at home like a goddamn dork on your Rector sets.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Fucking do something.
Although those Rector sets were cool. I'm going to give that a six pack right now. It's badass. He's badass. But you know what? I'm going to call your shot here. I'm going to call Anthony's shot.
Okay.
There is a generic for you in this, and it's the spit introduction.
No.
If it's not, then I don't know how it's not, because you hate spitting.
It's not. It's not.
Every one of them do it.
Hold up. No, they do, but it's not anything you really see. It's just whatever. The generic, I'll just fast forward, is the barf scene.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
God damn. Are you kidding me? Especially when Hambino comes out and his shirt's all fucking brown. Like,
yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. I don't know. But I'll tell you this, what I have a problem with, and I was watching this, and one of the things that annoyed me, and I realized I must be like an asshole or a snob sometimes.
Asshole.
Because because I found I couldn't stand people who attempt to play a sport that know dick all about the sport with experienced people. So when that little fucker went out there with his ugly ass hat and tried to play baseball with them and didn't know what he was doing, looking like a weirdo trying to throw a baseball. He couldn't even look at a game and say, let me try and look like that guy.
All right, hold on. Now here's the thing. This is where, like, you don't appreciate the spirit of this movie at all. I can already tell that.
Maybe I don't. Yeah, maybe that's it.
You've got your stupid, I'm going to critique this goggles on, and you're just being a dick to it.
I'm being a dick? His hat was ridiculous.
It was completely ridiculous.
And they pointed that out, so I was kind of happy.
I agree with that. It's completely fucking ridiculous.
But him trying to play baseball with the group of guys who play every day.
He's trying to fit in.
He knows dick all.
He should
just be honest and say up front, hey, I don't know a lot about baseball. I don't know a lot about playing baseball, but I want to learn.
Fucking kid would actually ever do that to a bunch of other kids and say, I don't know how to do this. Kids don't do that.
Actually, once the Benny kid was cool to him, he should have told him that.
He did tell him that.
Well, later, but not when they first met.
No, he did tell him that.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. I don't know
how. What did he say?
He said.
Oh, he said, I don't know how. He didn't say, hey, I need help. That's different. That's like saying, Anthony, I'm going to come over and mow your lawn, but I don't know how. Is that telling you, hey, teach me? No.
No, dude, that's your fucking excuse to get out doing shit that your wife wants you to do. I don't know how.
No, but that's not an excuse. It's not saying, hey, show me, right? That's not saying, hey, I really want to know how to do this. Can you show me? Because I don't know. Like, you're not asking for anything. You're just saying something.
Would you have done that at that age?
I don't know.
No, I do know. No, you wouldn't.
At that age, you know, funny thing is,
you don't want to get made fun of. You're trying to fit in. You would not do that.
You want to hear an interesting thing about me? Is that I never played baseball organized.
Mm-hmm.
And my father and my stepfather never played catch with me. I'm not crying over it, people. It's just not what I did. But I did play catch. At some point, I got a ball glove, and I was able to throw the ball. And I never, and it was just something I did naturally. I think it's because the way I learned to do things was by watching people who do it very well, just watching them, observing them, and then doing what they do.
Okay.
That's kind of how I learned to throw a football, throw a baseball, swing a golf club, all of it, shoot a basketball. So, I mean, I never had someone sitting there teaching me, but I could watch and learn. Why couldn't this little fucker who's really smart watch somebody throw a ball and go, hey, I'm going to do that? No, he didn't put any effort in. That's what bothers me.
Are you kidding me? It's not that he didn't put any effort in. He didn't have access to that. He didn't have fucking YouTube back then.
It's not like you just be like, I didn't have YouTube as a kid. I had baseball cards I had to look at, or football cards, or watch TV, you know?
Football cards and baseball cards show you how to throw a ball?
Actually, interesting thing there. I learned how to throw a football by looking at a Dan Marino football card, because I wondered how he threw it. And when I looked at the card, it showed how he was holding it, and then he would put it parallel to the ground, like he pulled it a certain way and then come through. And so when I saw that, and then I watched it on TV.
A football card?
I looked at that on the card, then I watched it on TV when he'd throw the ball, and then I went outside and started throwing the ball.
Wait, you didn't get that from the card. You got that from watching
the card inspired
from TV.
It gave me the kernel of knowledge I needed to go there. It took two sources, none of them YouTube. That's my point.
Okay, well, again, he didn't have a Dan Marino card back then because Dan Marino didn't play football back then.
Yeah, but I'm sure he had a Gil Hodges. Okay. Or no, he had a Hank Aaron, didn't he?
He didn't have any baseball cards.
Weren't they trading cards? One of them trading
cards. Yeah, collect baseball cards, remember?
All right, that's right. That chick, Babe Ruth.
You're like, Babe Ruth. Before you went out to that sandlot to try and make friends, because you should know your shit first. Really?
Go out and make the friends, but let them know you don't know how to play the sport so they can have better expectations.
But you're not going to have friends because they're not going to let you fucking play.
You might be cool at other shit. Kids are kind of cool that way. Say, hey, but I got a cool Erector set.
No, they're not going to let you play.
Well, you know, I'm going to move on to my first.
This is like literally, this is Point Break right here. This is the group within the group.
I'm going to go on
to my. Don't be all like, hey, I'm just going to go surf with you guys, because guess what? It ain't going to work.
Can I catch
a wave with y'all? Fuck off.
It did work for him eventually. He had to get lessons, right? He got the girl to get, and he learned. Okay, so six pack. I got a six pack here. I think the s'mores instructions were timeless.
Oh, those are amazing. Yes.
And that's probably the only scene I have ever remembered from that movie.
Really? You don't remember which another one of my six packs? Forever.
What's that? I don't remember that scene.
God, I'm done with this episode. I can't even fucking talk to
what
you.
What is it? Forever, what?
I can't even fucking talk to you right now.
I can't remember it. What is it?
When Squints is telling the whole story about the beast.
Oh, and the kid got eaten forever.
That's one of the most quotable lines of
Yeah, I really didn't give a shit about their whole thing fascination with the beast.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about God, you don't get it. You just don't.
Maybe I just don't get it. That one did not hit me like the s'mores did. You take the graham, you take the chop, you take the way
well,
he
just
explains.
Of course it's not, because you fucking love s'mores. You're like, oh yeah, I like this. It's good.
Fucking hey, who doesn't like s'mores? You tell me one person who doesn't like s'mores, and if you haven't had s'mores, go out and get yourself some, by the way. Don't, you know.
Moving on.
Oh, yeah, well, I do have a generic. And it's, this would be my third, I think, or something.
You're such a dick.
Doesn't matter. It's what I think is generic, because something didn't age well in this movie. Could you guess what it is? And you alluded to it.
Wendy Peppercorn and Squints having 18
the
kids.
The pool was a perky, yeah, I call it a perky scene, but probably a pervy scene. It's a pervy scene, but probably real. I will say this, probably realistic to what a boy would do.
At
that age.
I don't ever see a boy pulling that shit.
You don't think so?
With an older girl?
Well, no. Yeah, I don't know. But I could see, there's a world where I could see someone being an idiot and trying that. But is it sexual assault?
No, this is, oh God, here we go.
Is it? It's getting a girl to do something that you turn into a sexual thing when she's just trying to save your life.
This is about to turn into the shortest episode ever because I'm literally about to stop doing this fucking episode.
I've got some good things. But this is earlier in the movie. God. I can't help it. It's earlier in the movie when they go to the pool, right? They don't have a ball. Got to go to the pool, you know? But you're saying, but you don't have an opinion on that. You don't have an opinion.
No, I don't.
Because, you know, he knows I'm right. That's why.
No, I don't think anything from Squints could count as sexual assault.
Okay.
It's fucking Squints.
Yeah, and they end up having kids and everything later on. He must have hit her with the great kiss. Yeah. Whatever.
He must have.
There
was a tingle there, apparently.
This isn't a six pack, but I do want to say something about Benny. I can only think because, you know, dude does get better at baseball, and all of them are actually not bad players at baseball, and I can only think that that's Benny's work ethic that instilled those skills and made them better. Better than that travel team, you know?
So like he's just like the Tom Brady of the Sandlot.
No. I would say not Tom Brady. I'd say more like a Jerry Rice or Joe Montana.
You think they had better work ethics than Tom Brady?
Than Tom Brady, yeah.
You're stupid.
Well, okay.
Go ahead.
You're right. They didn't get video of the sideline back then like they did, and they didn't deflate their balls the same way.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
I guess if you aren't trying.
Keep going. Jerry Rice wore fucking stick'em when it was illegal.
Everybody wore stick'em back then.
End of conversation.
Everybody wore it, even playing field. Anyways.
Bullshit. because there were people that didn't wear gloves.
No, he's the Michael Jordan. That's a better way of putting it.
He wore Stick'Em on his gloves. There were a lot of players that didn't wear gloves. Shut your fucking mouth.
He's the Michael Jordan.
Jerry Rice cheated too, so shut up.
The Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan cheated too, so shut up.
He did not.
Oh, God. Are you kidding me?
How did he cheat?
You don't think he cheated?
No. What, are you on crack?
Oh, no, because it's Michael Jordan.
It's basketball. Do you know how hard it would be to cheat in a basketball game?
Right.
It's a little different. The only way it can be rigged is by the ref, and those people have already proven to rig games.
Right. That's why it's hard to get away with traveling and other bullshit.
Oh, yeah. If you watch, it's different now. Okay. They get away with everything.
Okay. Keep going.
But Michael Jordan, much better. Keep going. He's the GOAT. Benny is the Michael Jordan of baseball in this particular neighborhood. It's amazing how a great player like that and that little – and then he ends up going pro. I find that just – that's – is that someone's story? Is this like – I wonder where he got that story from. Is that someone's story, or is he just like pulling that anecdotally from different people who have had that experience?
I think the story is more focused on making friends. And
yeah,
kind of the Stand By Me vein too, where at the end he said, you know, never had friends like I did when I was 11 or whatever. Does anybody?
Yeah.
This touches on that to me.
Yeah. I think this is a lesser version of that.
You find that group of friends and you have that, and shut up. Don't say it's a lesser version. It's a different version, just because they weren't looking for a fucking dead body.
Hey, whatever.
That's a lesser version. Okay. Anyway. Because they had fun in this, did some chaw, made out with an older girl, had some s'mores. It's a lesser version. No, that's a great version.
They tried to copy some of the young age nostalgia that Stand By Me tried to pull. I just don't think it did it as well. That's all. That's my opinion. Go ahead.
I said okay.
Okay, I have a 6-pack for you. But I think it was your generic, like you said, the 6-pack, the chewing tobacco fiasco.
Yeah.
When they all, after they beat the travel team and they get to celebrate with the chaw, that was kind of disgusting with all the.
It was.
And I did guess it. I did guess it was your generic in here, if you noticed my notes.
You didn't, because you guessed earlier it was the initial spit.
No, I had two in here. If you look at my notes, it says, guessing this is an Anthony generic.
It was really funny, though.
But what I don't understand is when they the next time they go out and play, right?
Mm-hmm.
He grabs the babe ball when they lose their ball, but they had to have been playing catch with a different ball, because I doubt Dennis Leary's character would have been playing catch with his babe ball. So why didn't he just grab that ball instead of the babe ball?
Don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Hold on.
That doesn't make sense.
No. It makes sense in the fact that they came out to play ball. He doesn't go into his dad's office or touch his dad's shit. So he has no idea what he did with that other baseball. He was just in a hurry. He's like, I know there's a baseball in here because I seen it. I know where it's at. I'll go grab that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all.
True.
I'll get my other 6-pack.
What's that?
Before that, because you said when they beat that other baseball team. The whole trash talk back and forth.
Oh, him,
that's awesome. That's fucking great.
He's, you know, he reminds me of.
Face. It's like, really, it's like us. Everything I want to say to you, everything you want to say to me.
Really, what they did, it sounds like to me, what they did in this movie is they said, hey, Raina, watch John Candy and Brewster's Million and just do his shtick. And that's what he does. He sits there and just talks to everybody. Or watch Crash. Or not Crash. Well, Crash did it too. Or watch the guy, what's his name from Major League? Watch him. Watch the catcher from that one do it. Taylor. Watch Taylor from that. Because pretty much that's the stick he's doing. Yeah. He's doing that shtick. It's like, say, watch these movies. And do what they do.
Well, no, I mean, so actually it's both. I was talking about the back and forth before they played.
Oh, you mean the, oh, no, you're. Yes. Oh, yeah. You well, that's very.
Like a girl.
Well, you know, that's reminiscent of A Christmas Story, really, with the double dog dare, isn't it? It's like, say the one thing, you know, everyone's got to go to the next level.
Right. Back and forth. You've got to do it. You got to represent.
It's, Yeah, yeah. Now, I want to say, after...
Pop in your ass.
When they lose the babe ball, I find that interesting. But when you look in that backyard, did you not think that was the same backyard in Toy Story, like the dystopian look of it, with all the weird shit that's broken lying around?
With what's his nuts?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It really had that feel to me.
Yeah.
It did. I was like, it made me wonder if Toy Story said, hey, let's use the backyard of Sandlot. Yeah,
let's use Sid's backyard.
Sid's backyard, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was.
All
was
the like, experiments on toys gone wrong back here.
Yeah. And one of the another thing about that is when they were trying to get the ball, one of my favorite things is when they did the vacuum thing and they all exploded, but one of them was an Electrolux, like that metal can. Well, they were all those metal canister type with the little sled legs. That was my wife and I's first vacuum when we moved in together.
Wow. Way to show your age.
And they, but the thing is, they still make the bags for those today. Because they just last. They work. Yeah. I
will say, this is one thing, like, growing up, I still remember vacuum bags.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. Because I remember my mom's vacuum was that, with a vacuum bag.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucking crazy to me.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's how it was.
You got the can, you empty it.
No.
Clean it out.
No, you get a bag.
Let me tell you. So I'm going to go on a tangent here. Just because I know my wife's going to listen to this episode probably anyways. So
she's going to hate me?
She's going to hate me for saying this. But I got to say. So I've had two, which we have like, I mean, we've got a couple Roombas. We've got main vacuum. And then she just got another one. It's like a wet and dry vac. So our main vacuum, not mainly like the one I usually pull out and use. So we've had a couple issues where she's like, let's just get a new vacuum. But no, because we didn't need to replace it. One time, it wasn't working.
Yeah.
It wasn't turning on. She's like, just get a new vacuum. No, because I found out it was just the power switch was bad. Just the switch. Cost like less than $3. Good as new. There's a couple other times it's happened. It just shuts off after a while.
Yeah.
After about 5 minutes, just because it got too clogged up and it was overheating. So just take the shit apart, clean it out, runs like a champ. Just saying. There's been like a couple, I'm just saying, like, and she'll give me shit for this. She may assault me. I don't know. There's been a couple of things where it's like, she's like, just get a new one. Like, no. It happened with our dishwasher before. Like, no, I could fix this. And it did.
I'll be honest with you, though. While I don't have faith that you can fix things, so I can understand
that's
why.
That's fine, but I can. I can fix more things. I fixed your fucking fridge door handle because you never did it.
It probably was just a couple screws. I just didn't feel like it.
You were just too fucking lazy.
Yeah, it's not, you know, ability has nothing to do with want to. Okay. So anyways,
I've fixed a lot of shit.
Let's get back to this.
And I can fix more shit than you.
Now I'm gonna say
marriage that, I don't know, you're on your own with that.
I'm gonna say the vacuum explosion, like I said, that was kind of interesting. The yeah. All the erector set bullshit that they tried trying to get the ball.
What would you have done in that scenario? Do you have an idea of how to retrieve
yes.
that ball?
What the guy said he should have done the first time they asked. He said, why don't we just go up and ask him for the ball? And they were like, no, like I would not have believed their bullshit. Like beast is in the backyard story. I'd have went and gotten the fucking ball from the old man.
I was actually thinking more like you've got a ball signed by Babe Ruth. Call the fucking cops. How
yeah.
about that?
Yeah, do anything, just, but...
fire department.
Yeah, oh, yeah, but I think, you know, in the end, obviously going up to the door was the play, as it should always be. And, you know, owning up to if you are the one who hit a ball that broke a window, maybe you should have told him that anyways. Like, being the better person is probably always the right thing to do.
And it's usually a lot less bad than you think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
save yourself a lot of stress and a lot of bullshit.
I would agree. You save yourself a lot of stress. Just ask for the shit.
Fucking go the Spike Lee route and do the right thing.
That's right. I think. Yes. Yeah, you're right. No, do the right thing.
It is.
Do the right thing. So now I want to get to the, finally though, Benny puts on the, what's the flyers? The shoes?
PF Flyers.
PF Flyers, and he goes and runs from the dog. I personally thought it was a little cartoonish.
No. I'm not going to say cartoonish. I'm going to say it's like Ferris Bueller ripoff.
Well, that is totally true, but that was a comedy film that was really comedy. This was supposed to be the height of a movie of getting a ball back. I don't know. I just didn't feel... I don't know what I was meant to feel in that scene because I wasn't... The run wasn't exciting for me, and it was a little cartoony at times. And then when the dog gets hurt, I'm really like, oh, no. You know? Like, I don't know what that scene's supposed to do for me, but I just... It was weird. It was weird. I don't know how to put it that. It's like, oh, he got the ball, he ran, and then the dog gets hurt. Now I feel worse for the dog than I do about getting that ball back, you know?
Well, after the fact, when you find out the beast is actually kind of a sweetheart.
Well, it's because they're idiots, and there's no such thing as beasts. And, you know, even at their age, they should... Even at their age, they should...
No, known. At their age, that they didn't have internet. They didn't know any better.
I can't. I cannot say that in the 60s. I can't
say that either because people have the internet and they still don't know any better. So whatever. That's why they...
There are people who don't. So that's what I'm saying. There has to be at least one in the group that's like, you're a fucking moron. It's just a fucking dog. Let's just give us some peanut butter and get the ball. Like, come on.
You knock on that door and you get that fucking ball.
Yeah, you knock on that door. Yes. Oh, I am now stupider having heard that.
Aren't we all? That's what everybody says, I think, after they turn off our episodes. Wow.
Now, at the end... Officially
fucking dumber.
At the end, they do the whole... I love endings where they try to round out characters. I do love that. This one, I'm not as big a fan. They take too long. Like, they didn't need to...
They
like,
had a whole team to get through.
No.
And Wendy Peppercorn.
I think what they should have done was cut to the stealing home scene. And then after the stealing home scene, just done a few, like, you know, put a picture up and say what happened to him, put a picture up, say like a post, like, you know, and
no,
then go
no,
to
no,
the
no. That's done too much.
Well, that's, but you know what? They wasted my time.
No, not at all.
Cause I didn't need.
Oh, here's the thing. Hold on. I got to interrupt this because the problem you have with that is the problem you already said earlier, which I don't have a problem with, is the narration. So you didn't like that.
Oh, well, that's true.
I liked the narration. I liked it.
And yeah, I'm trying to get rid of his fucking voice.
I thought it was interesting to see what happened to everybody because there's a lot of times in movies where you don't get to find out.
I thought the guy was a shit actor that was acting out the Benny scene. Even though I like that scene, I like the stealing home thing.
The older Benny?
The guy who's in the...
the Dodgers?
Yeah, when he's playing
for
the Dodgers.
I didn't like him either. Yeah.
The guy doing the announcing? He's shit.
Oh, him. I thought you meant Benny.
No, Benny adult. I don't care about. The guy...
I didn't like Benny as the adult.
You know, oh, Benny steals all the Jet steals. You know, that guy's a shitty
Jet
actor.
Steals all the Jet steals. Oh, my God. The Indians win it. Wrong movie.
And that's why. And that's what I'll say. The another thing is they did not invent the fucking mini mall. The brothers. The mini mall's been around before the 60s, I believe. So fucking idiots.
Wow.
I mean, that bothered me.
Way to fucking nitpick.
I have a six pack. I want to see. I have another six. Yeah, I've had a few in here. This is my third. I want to see the great Hambino wrestler. I was disappointed that I didn't get to see that. Like, I want to see the Grey Hambino.
That would be a nice sequel if we could see that today. I think that was pretty much what Nacho Libre was.
Yeah, maybe. But I want to say, and I did like Benny Stealing Home, but it reminds me of another movie called Stealing Home with Mark Harmon.
Jodie Foster.
You know this movie.
I do.
You like this movie?
We'll get some cool cigarettes when we get home.
All right. Okay, you know this movie. The Cool Aunt and all that? Yeah. That was a good movie. Okay. That's a good baseball movie.
So is this. except to you because you're a dick.
Oh, this isn't bad. This isn't bad. But okay, let's get into the your favorite part, the memorabilia.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, I would like to take the whole room that James Earl Jones had.
I was actually going to say, I wasn't going to go that far. I was going to say the Murderer's Row ball.
Yeah.
Wouldn't suck if it was real.
Yeah, and shouldn't have been grounded a week for that, by the way.
I'll let you go first on what you would take from this movie, because
I'd take the whole James Earl Jones room.
That's what you would take? It's not real, though.
I don't know that stuff looked real.
So that's not a movie prop. I mean, you can take that if you want. It's not like a movie prop that's actually real.
Then, you know what? Instantly recognizable, the hat. I hate it. But if you had that, everybody know what that is.
Which one? Both?
The stupid fishing hat.
Okay. I just wondered. So I was going to say, if not the Murderer's Row ball, since it's not real.
Or the PF Flyers, yeah.
Could go with the fake Babe Ruth ball, just because that's pretty iconic in there. But I would also say, Wendy Peppercorn's bathing suit, whistle, and sunglasses would be really cool on display, and also for role-playing purposes. So I think that's a win, too. Lotioning, oiling, lotioning.
You want an ode to sexual assault at the pool.
Can't take it anymore.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, we have a pool, so it just might be fun. I don't know.
All right, so here's your favorite time. You got to rate this bitch.
To prove how much you suck?
I'm not proving anything. Rate this movie, motherfucker.
You need to go first. I went first last time.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. It's Pulp Fiction.
No, you didn't. I went first because you gave your second, and I bitched at you because you gave it a 23.
I know, I thought 22. Actually,
22. Whatever you gave it. Well, it averaged a 23.
All right. I'll go ahead and rate mine first. You're going to ruin it, but whatever. The Sandlot, to me, other than what Dick Monkey here talked about, I think is a fantastic movie. There's some stuff you can point out into it, like that you're like, it's not the greatest, but I don't, there's so much. So many memorable things in this, and you didn't pick up on this the way I did, and that I think a lot of people do, like the forever, like in You're Killing Me Smalls, which we never even fucking mentioned.
Which I like that. I love the greatest tits
that I fucking have.
Like, the greatest,
there's so much shit in this movie that like people.
You're Killing Me Smalls is classic. We should have mentioned that.
I think it's very nostalgic. You don't. Whatever. Even if you weren't born back then, it's fucking nostalgic. And it's not even just because of the time period. It's because of what the movie's about, making friends, having that bond. Like, that's what this movie is about. Like, you were nitpicking on shit that whatever, and that's fine if you want to do that. But the core of this movie, like, that's what hits home. Pun intended. Baseball. Hits home. But no, this is a 20. It's fucking 20.
Well, okay.
20. It's the fucking Sandlot. I can watch this anytime. Watch it with my kids. It's all good.
It's not.
It is. Shut up.
I mean, you rate this movie higher than some movies that are way better than
you're me. Getting ready to rate it because you think Squints is a rapist.
Well, one, he's not a rapist. He's a sexual assaulter. He didn't rape her. But he did force himself on her.
She was on top. No, he didn't.
Well, actually, he did that deception thing. Assault by deception type thing.
Fucking finish up your...
You did that. Anyways, this movie, I really don't have a lot of nostalgia for. A lot of it is because I was 18 when it came out. And so, therefore, I was over this age group. I never played baseball.
I could have seen this movie
given all the reasons.
When I was 37 for the first time, it would still be awesome.
No. And so I only seen bits and pieces of it for years. And then I think this is probably the first time I've watched it straight through. I know the greatest hits. And you know, it's like we say in a lot of movies, the greatest hits of movies, like the s'mores scene or You're Killing Me Smalls, those things are 24 moments, but that doesn't make the movie a 20 or 24 movie. I mean, it just doesn't have that. The narrator, he gave him a six pack, but people listen to it for yourself.
That's fine. Go ahead. I love it.
He sucks. He ruins this movie. if there was a different narrator, that could probably be 5 or 6 points different for me.
Let me ask you something. Narrator alone. Just to be clear. So you don't like the narrator because why? You think he's like dry and boring?
He doesn't have any personality. He sounds like he's reading off of a page. He doesn't sound natural. He sounds like shit.
Isn't that what Smalls would fucking sound like?
No.
Mr. Erector Set wouldn't sound like that.
No, a good person who makes a good movie wouldn't make it, let it sound like that. And like the director himself did the narration, so I can only think that he wanted to direct it in a bad way, which I didn't like. Sorry. I can't help that. James Earl Jones, excellent in this movie. I like the kid who played Benny. Benny was a legend. I think he's a superhero in this movie for these people. He made them all better as human beings by just elevating their play and giving them purpose every day. So there are reasons to like. But overall, because of some of the things I just don't like, I had to give it a 10. I'm sorry.
Fucking 10?
I have in my notes at the bottom. I put my numbers on there every time.
Fucking 10?
I had it on there all week, 2 weeks.
You just gave The Sandlot a 10.
Yeah, it's below average for me.
This is out of 24. It's not out of 10. You realize that, right?
Yeah, okay. You know what's a better movie? Bad News Bears.
Christ.
It's a better kids baseball movie. You have cussing, smoking, drinking, motorcycle riding. I mean, it's a better movie. But not the sequels. Let's get real on that. The sequels are real bad. But no, a 10. It's there are 24 moments, unfortunately, like I said, if that narrator, I want to tell you this right now. If Richard Dreyfuss, for example, narrated this, probably a 14 or 15 to me. A better narrator would have meant so much to this movie because it would have changed the feel of it. Like it would have made it feel, I would have been more comfortable and felt more at ease with that person instead of annoyed by them. It really makes a difference.
A 10.
Yeah, sorry.
Wow.
Hey, I'm just sharing my truth, bro.
I know. I think you're fired.
Think whatever.
You're fired.
From what?
The Sandlot, a 10.
Yeah.
From my life, a 10?
I think Little Big League's a better movie.
A fucking 10?
If we go kids baseball movies, Little Big League, Rookie of the Year, those two are better than this.
A fucking 10? God.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry to me. Apologize to yourself.
I'm just throwing out, you know, I'm apologizing to you because I can see you're upset. I feel sorry that you feel that way.
I'm not upset. I'm dumbfounded.
So anyways, what's the average here on this?
15.
And what are you saying this movie is as good as or better than even?
Gremlins is 15 and a half.
It's a better movie than this slightly.
It's not because you gave... Wait, what's a better movie?
Gremlins, right?
You gave Gremlins a 14.
Yeah.
It's not slightly. That's better.
Well, I meant with your rating added into this, it shows slightly better, 15.5.
Do we have sports movies on here? Let's check that shit. Because I think that's the fairest.
We don't have a lot of sports movies.
The Program, 16.
That is a better movie than this, for sure.
So, hold on. For sure better, which you also gave a 14.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the other movie I just said, you said, that's a better movie.
I was going by slightly better. But when it comes to, like, Program, I can just, there's more depth of character, a little bit better sports scenes.
White Men Can't Jump, 17.
Boy, yeah, way better.
Let's see. Major League, 19.75.
Yeah, definitely better.
Fuck you, you only gave that 15 and a half.
Yeah, well, it's better than this movie.
Shut up right there.
Better than this movie.
You're fired for that, too.
For being honest?
No, you're not. If you're being honest, then you need mental help. You need a short bus to go to work on and to come home.
I work at home, asshole.
Then you need a short bus to take you around town for like some air or something.
Get air in the bus. Get some air in the bus. Open up all the windows. Mike needs air. Hey,
10 cup, 15 and a half.
Yeah, I probably gave that a little bit lower score than 15 and a half.
You gave it 14.
Yeah. But it's better than this movie.
Any other...
You know, it's just so many...
Blues, totally different story, 19.25. I'm just looking
That's way better than this movie. So I'm saying, this movie, when you compare it to all the other sports movies we've done, it isn't as good. And if it's higher than them, it's because you just gave it too big of a score.
No, you gave it way too fucking little of a score.
No, I gave it where it belongs.
No, you didn't.
It's a below average movie. I guess if I were going to change it at all, ever, I could call it average, but I can't because the narrator.
The narration was good. You're stupid.
No, it was there. That's okay. It wasn't good.
That's what I got.
That's what you got. That's what you got.
I would like to end this to say thank you for listening, but I don't think you should listen to this one because of Numb Nuts here.
We would like to thank you for listening. Don't worry. He wants to remind you that we do have a website, sodapopcultureclub.com. All that stuff.
I don't want to remind me that right now after what he just did.
Make sure you make some movie suggestions and let him know how you feel about The Sandlot, because it can't be just me who watches that movie and goes and thinks the same thoughts.
Bring the pain. I want you to bring it. Let us know how you feel about the reviews that we just gave this movie. I want to hear the feedback on this shit.
Yeah, I want to hear it too. Because you suck.
If anybody is pissed off like I am right now, I will give you his home fucking address.
All right.
You want to send him an envelope with some weird powder on it? Fucking do it.
No. Whoa. Okay, whatever. So if that weird powder is cocaine, we'll talk. Okay, are you ready?
What am I?
Are you done, man?
Yeah, send some cocaine.